State Ferry Columbia is still awaiting repairs. Klondike Gold Rush Park closes the Chilkoot Trail for bridge repairs. And the Bureau of Land Management seeks public comment on changes to its resource management plan for land surrounding Haines and Skagway. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. As of this afternoon, the State Ferry Columbia is still awaiting parts and repairs in Juneau. The ship broke down between Sitka and Petersburg Tuesday evening and was rerouted to Juneau for an inspection. According to DOT spokesperson Ora Landau, they were able to reroute passengers traveling to Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan on the state ferry Malaspina. Passengers traveling to Haines and Skagway took a ride on the Taslina. But Bellingham passengers, she says, are still stuck. Landau says 27 Bellingham passengers remain aboard the Columbia, some with vehicles. She says the engine technician is currently aboard the vessel and AMHS is awaiting parts and a repair outcome. If the ship is fixed shortly, they will resume the normal schedule and the remaining passengers can ride through to Bellingham. Part of the Chilkoot Trail in Skagway will be closed to make improvements on a bridge that crosses a branch of the Tyre River. Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park plans to move the bridge 200 feet upstream from its current location. KHNS reporter Henry Leisha has more.
The Chilkoot Trail will be closed north of mile 2.4 during the bridge relocation. According to the park's interpretation and education program manager, Jason Verhaeg, the work is expected to last 5 days.
But it all depends on weather. So if the rains hold off and the winds aren't too strong, we'll try to get this done, you know, even today or tomorrow. But if it doesn't cooperate, it'll be done as soon as we can.
Verhaeg says the shoreline supporting the bridge has become severely eroded due to fluctuations in the flow of the river. Park staff plan to move the 62-foot-long steel truss bridge to a more stable section of the river.
This is going to be all person power, so they are going to be literally lifting the bridge, carrying it, using rollers and pulleys and levees and whatnot to move this thing into position. So it's quite a monumental feat to get this thing into position.
Verhaeg does not expect this will affect private companies that offer tours because they typically use only the first mile and a half of the trail. However, it is possible that some hikers will be affected.
If anyone is interested in hiking, we do anticipate a closure of the trail, but that doesn't mean that they can't call even every day to find out whether or not the trail is available to them.
The park office can be reached at 907-983-9200. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
The Bureau of Land Management is accepting public comment on changes to its resource management plan for land surrounding Haines and Skagway. The department took public comment on the plan in 2018. This year, they released 3 new potential management strategies using that feedback. The Bureau of Land Management oversees more than 320,000 acres of land in the Haines and Skagway areas. They're seeking public input on what is called the Haines Amendment of their regional land management plan. Essentially, this is a contract with the public on how the land will be managed. It will guide land use decisions over the next 15 to 20 years. The BLM crafted 3 plans that represent different ways to balance conservation and recreational uses of the land. Marnie Graham is the field manager at the Glen Ellen BLM office.
Alternative B provides the most balance in the resource needs and uses of the public lands. That's where we landed on the preferred alternative. We looked at all the different stakeholder input, and we feel that this one provides the most balanced approach.
The big decisions on the table are whether to increase permitted helicopter landings, whether to add special land designations, and if the BLM will lift, monitor, and control areas for wildlife studies. Alternative G is the agency's preference. It significantly increases the number of helicopter recreation landing permits in previously buffered areas. Permitted helicopter landings would eventually increase to 11,000 per year. The agency plans to slowly increase the number of permitted landings over time to monitor the impact on mountain goat health.
On a busy day, we can have up to 50 landings.
Haynes Heliski tour operator Scott Sundberg says his company could make use of additional landing permits on BLM land.
We have had to reach across the permit aisle to our competitors and ask for their landings because we are the primary users of BLM landings.
Sundberg says the company doesn't really have conflict with mountain goats.
The real life turn on mountain goats is most of the time they are a lot lower in elevation and in the timber and on eastern, southern, or western slopes where they have more food, sun, and shallower snowpacks. We've never really had this conflict where we're like, oh, there's goats here again. We can't ski here. It's really pretty rare that we actually bump into them out there.
Yet members of the community, environmental groups, and tribal leaders advocated for continued limits on helicopter use to protect the mountain goat population back in 2018. Goats are also involved in another management choice, whether or not to designate an area of critical environmental concern, or ACEC. The ACEC recognizes an area is of cultural significance to federally recognized tribes. In this case, that's the Tlingit use of mountain goat wool for weaving. Land previously considered for ACEC designation will be managed for recreational use under the agency's preferred plan. BLM says this management plan will maintain the availability of mountain goats and their wool. BLM is accepting comments now through August 1st. Graham says they want to complete the public comment process before the end of this year and begin permitting helicopter landings in 2020. The BLM will host an open house event in Haines this summer. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.